6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to the segment. We left our phone caller hanging here, Ian Trottier, on Discussions of Truth. He has an article out called America, a European Banking Puppet. And America, remember the Alamo? On September 10th, I know there's going to be a big march in San Antonio to the Alamo as the Texas folk gathered there for a training session. This should be interesting to see exactly what they do and to actually visit with like-minded people, which that's what this is all about. In the last 2 years, because of what they've done to us, invading us with a bioweapon, and then embellishing the bioweapon with a jab that has been killing people left and right by slaughtering their immune systems. We just had Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete on the show yesterday talking all about the fact that she is treating people post-vaccine because that's what they all believed they were taking. They wanted a vaccine to stop from getting COVID. And what do? They end up with not just COVID, but their entire immune system being attacked and destroyed. Cancer. All of a sudden, you had cancer that was in remission, you got the jab, and now you're at stage four. Wow. How'd that happen? It's called mRNA. Even Dr. Robert Malone, that was one of the self-proclaimed inventors of mRNA, has seen that they have done a complete abortion on it and used it as a bioweapon. And he's not happy. He's actually telling people the truth. And see, Discussions of Truth is what we're all about here on the Power Hour. Ian Trottier, welcome back to the show.
Hey, very nice of you to mention that. And yes, the Discussions of Truth was started in Miami Beach. Like I said, I started the research in 2016. I did a show on Wynwood Radio for many years. And the nexus of why I started speaking out and doing my activism, Dave, was because of the Zika virus. Lo and behold, a few years later after the Zika virus in Miami, there's something called the COVID-19 virus, which caused the same thing as the Zika virus, cold and flu-like symptoms. I want listeners to go into something called the Learned Elders of Zion. Now, the Learned Elders of Zion have a protocol. A protocol of how to attack and destroy countries and basically infiltrate them, invade them, and they have a global order, a global agenda. Now, many people will say that they are Jews. I disagree with that, and I say that they are the Jesuits. The Jesuits are a military order. This is the first pope in Rome that is a Jesuit. The Jesuits have a general. He's called the Black Pope, and it is his job to do exactly what I just said. So when you had mentioned things about Steve Bannon saying, oh, no, we have to unify, we can't strong-arm the federal government and try to secede, well, Steve, I disagree with you, and Dave, you're exactly right, because that's what keeps government smaller is if you have states like Texas saying, you know what, we don't need you. We don't need you, federal government. We can operate and we can defend ourselves as our own entity. And that's one of the reasons I wrote America, Remember the Alamo. Because even though we lost that battle, that set the stage for Sam Houston down the road to defend and reclaim that territory against Santa Ana. But what we're looking at here with the Learned Elders of Zion is something called Protocol Number 10. I don't know if you know this, Dave, and maybe your listeners likely don't know this, but in Protocol Number 10, and they can find, I believe they can find this in that article if they go to my website, iantrottier.com, just click Remember the Alamo, they will find that Protocol Number 10 specifically calls for the inoculation of diseases for the masses. It is therefore, and I think this was translated from some Russian guy back in the early 1910s, maybe 1907, something like that, that learned the protocols and learned Elders of Zion. The inoculation of the masses is something that I suspect this group has been working on for well over 100 years. And they have specifically designed a agenda to control a currency off of these inoculations. I suspect, and the backbone of that, one of the arguments for that are things like ID 2020, things like these quantum dot tattoos and something something that Microsoft, a patent that Microsoft owns called, I think it's the International Patent 2020-06-06-06, something like that. But it is a legitimate Microsoft patent to control, to develop a cryptocurrency based off of kinesthetic movement and energy off of a human being, which means a device connected to a human being, a nano device like a microchip. These aren't theories. This is fact. This is science. This is where we're at in technology today. And do I suspect and do I correlate a banking organization out of Switzerland that I mentioned the last half hour behind this? Absolutely. So, Dave, what you've got going on in Texas has got my full support. A march down to San Antonio. Unfortunately, that's where we're at, and it's time that we say, "Hey, DC, you're too big. You're invading my own personal rights, and I must strong arm you." Again, I'm not saying that the union needs to be broken up, but I fully am behind. Support what's happening there in Texas to say, hey, look, if we don't start to get some of the support that we want, which means border control, then yes, we will become our own country because we can sustain ourselves and we can defend ourselves.
Well, yeah, because right now, and most people have forgotten, Congress basically was established to control the 10 square mile area known as D.C. It's just that over the years, the federal overreach crept into we the people's backyard. So, and not only did that happen, but I want to get into, while we still have some time, because we've had Dane Wigington on the program with geoengineering.
Oh yeah.
And of course, now you were on Joyce's show discussing chemtrails, and that has hit a nerve with so many people because all they got to do is look up in the sky and see these airplanes, which I've seen the interior of, and these giant tanks that they have, and what they're spraying in the atmosphere. And it only makes sense, because you have a website, stopspraying.org, and living near agriculture increases rates of serious health problems. I'm looking at this going, you know, that makes all the sense in the world. I know you want to elaborate on that. Go for it.
Yeah, you know, David, I want to insert this. I'm not suggesting America divide in any way, but I am suggesting that the government has overreached its step. This invasion of Mar-a-Lago is unprecedented. We have a banana republic forming right now. This is a socialist regime that has taken over our politics. And so I want to make one quick equation before I get into those chemtrails. And the equation is this. If Americans look back to the Civil War of the 1860s, and you look at that Confederate flag, and you say, okay, yes, the war was fought on racism. Well, I don't think the war was fought on racism. The war was, it may have been fought to defend and give these slaves their liberty. Sure, that was an element. But the slavery was an economic tactic to make money. That's all it was. You follow the money. So what did the Confederacy have as a symbol, as their flag? They had the flag of St. Andrew, which is the flag of Scotland, which is one of the reasons Scotland, even to this day, has made a movement to independentize itself from the UK and from the Bank of England. And you see that with that cross, that sideways cross, that is what the Confederate flag is because of it resembles the flag of St. Andrew. In the Union Jack, which represents the Bank of England, or rather, excuse me, the City of London, the Union Jack has three crosses in it. That is the cross of St. George for England, the cross of St. Andrew, Scotland, and then the cross of St. Patrick, Ireland. The people need to follow the roads back to Rome, and of course, the pit stop is through Switzerland. Now, David's joined my show a couple times, and chemtrails is not it's not some crackpot term that conspiracy theorists throw around there. This is a United States Air Force term printed in, I believe it was 1969. And the official document can be found on my website, iantrottier.com. Just click under the research tab. There you will find the document where the United States Air Force uses the term chemtrails. The chemtrails are not a theory. Like you said, all we have to do is look up in the sky, and we see these things flying around, busting around. I was recently in Arizona a few months ago, and I was with a friend, and I couldn't. It was appalling how many chemtrails there were. It was like some type of a labyrinth in the sky. This is literally happening. This isn't a theory. Even NASA says that it's happening. They are emitting these metallic particles into the atmosphere. This is where we have a problem, because we get guys like Dane Wigington saying, no, What you're doing is you're causing fires. You're deliberately trying to clump groups together to put population masses together. You're causing these fires to do things like that, which is in accordance to Agenda 2030 of the United Nations. And then you get guys out of I can't remember recall his name at this time, but he joined my show. He's out of Stanford, and he's worked with NASA, and he's saying, no, you know, these chemtrails are to emit the metallic particles to reflect the sun rays back up into the atmosphere to combat global warming. Okay, so who's right? What we do know is that chemtrails are happening. What we do know is that chemtrails are causing harm, not only to the environment, and not only to the biology, but they're causing harm to our environments altogether. So is it because the climate change is a literal problem that's attacking the planet? Al Gore, or the inventor of the internet, by the way, or is it because guys like Dane Wigington are saying no? This is simply folding into this United Nations Agenda 2030. Well, I suspect that if you follow the money, you'll find your answer. And yes, you follow the money, then it's all about clumping people together into groups. And certainly we know something's going on with artificial intelligence and controlling the human anatomy by means of artificial intelligence. Even Elon Musk talks about that, integrating the Internet of Things into the human being. It's about control. It's all about control. That's what I have to say in regards to chemtrails. Now, chemtrails is something I started doing, of course, because in Miami Beach in 2016, the fall of 2016, almost 6 years ago today, the local county politicians were spraying something called Dibrom. And what flipped my switch, Dave, was that I found a guy at Stanford talking about Hegelian dialectic. That is controlling two sides of a spectrum to control the outcome. The Hegelian dialectic, Frederick Hegel. What we see happening right now in U.S. politics is a dialectic, pitting the Democrats against the Republicans. You create a chaotic atmosphere. You move in and you control the scenario. Now, let's just make sure the U.N. doesn't do that here in the U.S. But what was happening in Miami Beach was the Rockefeller Foundation owned, this is what caught my attention, the Rockefeller Foundation owns a patent on the extraction process of the Zika virus. The Zika virus has been around since 1940s, discovered in a monkey, and applied and studied how it would react in the human brain. It itself never broke the blood-brain barrier, per my research. This is one of the reasons that I reached out to Joyce and developed a relationship with Joyce, because she was studying vaccines and this type of thing. Now, what happened on the flip side of that, on the other side of the dialectic here, was that the Rockefeller were the largest shareholders of Chevron Chemical Corporation, that in the 1950s developed this pesticide that was being used, and that these locals in Miami were outraged about, because it was banned in Europe, and it's a known neurotoxin. Even the governor of Puerto Rico rejected the shipment of this stuff from the World Health Organization, because it's a known toxin. So you spray that stuff, and it does indeed, its particles do indeed break the blood-brain barrier. So what studies were being done over the people of Miami Beach, myself included, that led to, of course, this oncoming slot of what we now have evolving into monkeypox and this vaccine agenda. But this is real. This is literally happening. And again, it's somehow it's integrating into the advancements of technology and the manipulation of the human being and our own sovereign vessels. And that's why I was so opposed to the mandates on vaccines. Look, any healthy, proven injection that is again proven and peer reviewed, I'm open to that. Okay, it's not that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-vax, but I am anti-mandate. The human body, you own that. That's the only thing you literally actually own in this life, in my view, is your body. And how dare anybody from any department, any organization, or any government say that they are going to forcefully put something inside your body without your consent and your approval? No, you're going to battle me, buddy, and I'm going to defend myself. So you're not coming anywhere near me with your injection. Now, having the injection emitted through our air, that's kind of like an invasion via a bomb. And that's how I felt in Miami Beach in 2016. I was invaded by a bomb, and I had to remove myself. I had to get on a plane and get myself out of there. Well, I decided to stay in Miami, but it's an invasion of your airspace. Chemtrails, that's a whole separate fight, because if they're able to spray this stuff over masses of populations and allow it to be inhaled, ingested by inhalation, that's a whole other argument we got going on our hands. Anyway, in regards to the vaccine mandates, I'm completely and highly opposed to that.
No doubt. And see, the thing is that I became acquainted with all of this garbage, way back when the pandemic first started, and I managed to reach out and got a hold of Judy Mikovits, and I know she's been on your show before as well. I actually had dinner with a woman and sat down with her and major discussions with her about this.
Back in 2018, Judy Mikovits said, and I'm just going to repeat what she said, and again, I'm not supporting this in any way, but Judy Mikovits said in 2018, Dave, she said on Discussing the Truth, she said, Ian, America needs a revolution. This coming from a woman that was jailed because she published her research, her own research, why she was hired to research. Kind of like this guy at Stanford named Anthony Sutton. He was pushed back by Sutton, by Stanford. They tried to censor him. He says, no, I'm not going to be censored. You hired me to do my research. This is my research. I'm equating the Federal Reserve and the corruption of the finances to Yale University and the Skull and Bone Society that's linked to this German organization that's linked back to Rome. This was his own research. And now he didn't go back to Rome, but he went to Germany. This is his own research, and this is and the same thing happened to Judy Mikovits. And Judy Mikovits, of course, has been outspoken against the research and the conduct of Fauci, I think dating back to the 80s. So she openly called, and I'm not supporting her claim and not suggesting any type of physical violence at all, period, no. But this is what she said. She said America needs a revolution. She said that on my show. Now, since that time in 2018, Dave, and I thank you for giving me this time, I've had two other people. I've had a Philadelphia. He's a Jewish lawyer out of Philadelphia. He's openly called for a revolution. And I've had Peter Pry, who's a former CIA operative. He's openly called for a revolution. Now, I'm just echoing what these three former guests of the program have stated in the past 3-4 years. That's the crisis that we're looking at, America, and it's time to wake up. Thanks for that time, Dave.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, it's the chemtrails, it's the graphene oxide, it's the stuff we know that they're doing. It's our callers, Ian, calling in and saying, hey, there's this white foamy stuff that looks like soap suds on my lawn. It just rained or snowed, and the snow is melted, but this white foamy stuff is still on my lawn, and it's not going away. So, you know, when you're looking at stuff like that, and you live near big farming communities, I can understand why everybody's concerned about it. The website is stopspraying.org. And, of course, we have about 5 minutes left of this segment, Ian. And so the website, I just went there, iantrottier.com. And so you can actually donate on the site because it helps Ian with the research as well. And, you know, the thing that we're looking at, it's not one big giant conspiracy if all of a sudden everything you've said is coming true. And have you had any acquaintance with Dr. Dave Martin from David Martin World?
Well, you know, Dave, that's a good question. I've had a couple of people suggest I bring Dave Martin onto my show, and one of those people I'd be was Dr. Artis, A-R-D-I-S. Dr. Artis, he and I are pretty close, good friends. I just saw him a little while ago. I have not connected yet with Dr. Martin. There are a number of doctors out there, including McCullough, that I have connected with. But if you'd like to make that, I will certainly bring in. I'm certainly open to bringing Dr. Martin on the program. I want to mention this to you, Dave. Right now, I mentioned Sonny Borelli being opposed to the Federal Reserve System, including Anthony Sabatini and, of course, Mark Fincham. I mentioned those three names to you in that earlier segment, last half hour. And I just got word that Sonny is tuned in right now. Sonny is listening to your program right now. Dave, what is happening right now in America, in my view, and of course, Sonny, one of the main cogs to get this voter fraud in Arizona opened up. I want to mention the name Maria Zach, because Maria Zach has documentary information and detailed information that directly links Leonardo, controlled by Rome, that satellite system, into manipulating the American voting system. Again, I'm going to re-mention Vote Scam, the book by the Collier brothers that links IBM, that's International Business Models, IBM with mainstream media through Council on Foreign Relations manipulating presidential voting elections since LBJ. That's 40 plus years. I want to mention that book again, Vote Scam. But you got Sonny Borelli listening to you right now, Dave. And what's happening is Americans are starting to realize, okay, we're a little bit behind the time here. And that is why this regime, that's why this banana republic regime out of D.C., this socialist regime out of D.C., is working so hard right now to get rid of Donald Trump and to call. I mean, they are being pushed up against the wall. Dave, I've been doing this work now for over 5 years, almost 6 years, and I can tell you that within that time, America is waking up. America's waking up to this enemy that has invaded them, that has infiltrated them, and we are starting to push back. And I can't speak well enough about what you're doing in Texas in regards to get this bill on the agenda and get Texas its own republic. Because Texas, now I'm not saying that that's the way, the best route to go, but I'm saying that pushback is the way to go. And Texas, by the way, as listeners should know, is itself its own republic. It's a Lone Star State, just like those pansy Californians. The Arizonans, and I say pansies, Californians, not all of them are pansies, but anybody that supports this guy Newsom is a pansy in my view. California is also a Lone Star State. Arizona is a Lone Star State, and so is New Mexico. Lone Star State means they were once, for a period of time, about 2 years, their own countries. They were their own republics. And out of those four states, Texas sold strong to that still to this day. And that's why I support everybody out of Texas. I love Texas. I love the culture out of Texas.
Well, then maybe you should get out of Miami and move here while you can. Ian Trottier, we appreciate you coming on the show. A lot of the stuff you've said is enlightening. I'm sure our listeners have been taking notes. We appreciate Sonny joining us and being a good listener. And, of course, we're always preaching the truth here. It's just the way it is. But we're out of time for this segment. Once again, IanTrottier.com. StopSpraying.org. Go there and do some more research, folks. That's what this is all about. Solution. Because you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. We will be back on the other side of this short break with Ken McCarthy, the new book out, The Nuremberg Code. 75th Anniversary Commemoration Edition.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Just remember the end of summer sale. All the promotions have been put on there. They're automatic. You don't need a code at checkout. You can save anywhere from 10, 15, 20% depending on how much you spend on the Power Mall. It keeps us going. Sale is on current items in stock while supplies last, which ends at the end of the month. Dropship products excluded. So make sure you jump on that. And, of course, I told Ken McCarthy last time he was on, and he mentioned that he was writing a new book. I said, when you get that new book ready to go, give us a call, get back on the show. I guess what? The Nuremberg Code, 75th Anniversary Commemoration Edition with an introduction by Ken McCarthy, is in motion. And Ken's back on the show with us. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
So can you give us the 4,000-foot view of what's in the book? I mean, the code itself is there.
Well, it's really simple, and what inspired me to put this together is it's kind of hard to find a copy of the code. If you search the web, it's not like there's 100 websites that have it. And to actually go to the library or go to a bookstore and buy the Nuremberg Code is kind of not easy to do. So I thought, let's put the Nuremberg Code in a book and make it available to people. And that's basically what it is. I also wrote an introduction, and I also have a suggested recommended reading list for people that want to get deeper into the subjects that the Nuremberg Code addresses. But it's amazing that this most fundamental document of human history is hard to find. And not only that, if you do a search, 75th anniversary, which is what it is this year, the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg Code, you won't find anything. Nobody's paying any attention to it. No medical school with their medical ethics department, no law school with their legal ethics department, no CDC, no FDA, no NIH. It's crickets out there. And this is a really important anniversary. In contrast, if you look up Queen Elizabeth's 70th anniversary, there are over 23 million citations.
Wow.
And I ask you, what's more important, the Nuremberg Code or the fact that this broad's having her 70th anniversary as queen?
Yeah, I get that. Well, and see, the thing is that, you know, there's a reason why this is out here. And just before we went on the air, folks, we were talking about Fauci and what happened at the Seattle Mariners game. And so besides the pitch he threw out, which he looked like a wimp throwing that thing, I when I was out there doing minor league baseball back in the early 2000s, dressed up as Austin Powers, I threw a better pitch than that. So anyway, what else happened? I mean, people were showering you with videos and stuff going, Ken, check this out. What were you seeing when you opened the video?
It's great. It's great. You know, and remember, Seattle is one of his home turfs. I mean, New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, that's pretty much – you know, the places he controls, you know, via Gates giving money to the, you know, Washington University. So you would think he probably thought he was in a safe place. Well, I guess even the people, as a friend of mine who sent me this video said, even the people in Seattle are sick of Fauci. So that's a really good sign. So that
he got booed, didn't he, when he got the award?
Roundly. Roundly.
Wow. Wow. See, people are waking up because so many people are dead. People they know are dead. We had Elizabeth Lee Valete on the show. She is a physician doctor in Phoenix, has been treating people that got the jab. And literally, I mean, she's watching all these people all of a sudden in remission, stage four cancers popping up all over the place. She's having
tragic
to treat. I mean, this is why obviously there was a need for the Nuremberg Code to be put out. And, you know, we need to have another set of Nuremberg trials, do we not?
I think that's right in order, which is why I wanted to put this code out there so everybody has it in hand. You know, maybe I should give some background on the Nuremberg code, because maybe not everybody's up to date on what it is and what it means and how it came to be and what's in it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So after World War II, there were trials in the city of Nuremberg in Germany, war crime trials. And one of the principles that was established is you can't just say you were following orders. You know, if your commanding officer tells you to murder innocent children, that's not a defense. And so that was one of the important things that came out of the Nuremberg trials. Then there was a special set of trials in Nuremberg for Nazi doctors. And I think most people are aware the Nazis carried out some horrifically gruesome experiments on human beings, men, women, and children. They also allowed people to die of diseases they could have easily been treated for, especially typhus. That was one way they eliminated a lot of people. They put them in camps, typhus would go through, and people would just die without treatment. So there were trials for these doctors. Now, one little detail or piece of trivia that people may not know. In the 30s, the Hitler regime put out a law basically that banned Jewish people from having all kinds of jobs, including medical supervising jobs like at a university or at a hospital or in a government clinic. So suddenly you have all these vacancies. So would you be surprised that the vacancies were filled by card-carrying Nazi Party members who happen to also be doctors? And during the Hitlerzeit, you know, the Hitler time in Germany, the medical profession had a higher percentage of card-carrying Nazi Party members than any other profession in Germany. So these guys went wild and did horrific things, and then the war ended, they lost, and they ended up on trial. And one of the crimes was, of course, murder. Another crime, interestingly enough, was falsifying death records. That's considered a serious crime in medicine. And some of these doctors were hung for those crimes. And at the end of the trial, the court issued this Nuremberg Code. It's 10 points. And interestingly enough, as soon as the Nuremberg Code was issued, you had the AMA or members of the AMA in the United States saying, well, yeah, that's fine, but that doesn't apply to us.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they were already discounting it. The ink was barely dry on the paper, and they were saying, well, don't pay too much attention to that. So there's been a cottage industry for decades now in tearing down, in diminishing, in loosening or diminishing the importance of this code. Now, fast forward to the present. Way back early in 2020, and I was one of them, and I wasn't the only one, a lot of people were saying, aren't we violating the Nuremberg Code by making people lock themselves in their homes? I mean, that's sort of a medical procedure, and what's the basis of that? Isn't this some grand experiment? The mask wearing was looked at as a potential violation of the Nuremberg Code, and certainly the vaxes are looked at as a potentially serious violation of the Nuremberg Code. So simultaneous with that, all of our wonderful fact checkers, you know, funded by Bill Gates and others, if you can find this on the internet, they won't talk about the Nuremberg Code 75th anniversary, but you will find hundreds of articles on how the Nuremberg Code doesn't apply to anything related to COVID. How do you like that?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they think that we're that stupid that we can't figure out what they did, especially after Deborah Birx came out with that tell-all book that basically says all the protocols, everything we did, the stuff we made up, the fact that people like Lara Logan, who actually came out and admitted some of her friends were referring to Fauci as Mengele and got fired from Fox News because of it.
Wow.
And we're talking about mainstream media here, because I hold Fox accountable for a certain number of faux pas that have been committed since I started watching them, because they're the only conservative mouthpiece around here, quasi-conservative mouthpiece around here. But even they, when Hannity has people on like Dr. Nicole Sapphire and others, because she's not alone, and they come on camera and they start advocating the jab, they are part of the Joseph Goebbels propaganda machine, which Hitler used in World War II, and this entire mess, you know, to me, makes them so Nuremberg ready to actually, you know, be prosecuted under that code. I just don't see why. I guess we all have to wait until there is a changing of the guard, so to speak, in D.C.
Well, you know, I'm going to say, you know, don't wait. Now, obviously, I have a dog in the fight, but
you do.
I have my book, and it's very, it's popularly priced. It's $3.95, and if a lot of people were to buy this book and pass it around and make sure that it's being talked up, that would start to set the stage for what needs to happen. That's the reason this book, I put this book out. So there are things people can do, and people could talk about this show. They can talk about the Nuremberg Code. They can explain to people the history of it and how it came to be written, and how the officialdom has been trying to discount it ever since, right up to the present day. So if I could, I'd like to go through just the first principle of the code.
I read it, and I'm just like, oh, they definitely violated that.
Well, yeah, let's read it and see how many listeners agree. I agree, too.
Yeah, the phone lines are open, by the way, for those who want to comment, 844-769-2944. Ken McCarthy is with us here on the Power Hour. But this first one, when I open it up, I go, okay, right there. That right there, the very first sentence says it all, folks. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. You're right. They start out. And then they say that person making this should have legal capacity, of course, to give consent. But then it goes on to use very specific language. It says they should be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of, and are you ready? Any element of force,
mandates,
fraud, deceit,
safe and effective,
duress, wear a mask or you can't come to get my food, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion. So the attorneys and the judge that wrote this thing, they wanted to make sure it was absolutely clear. It wasn't just enough to say, you know, you have to have free choice. They said no force, no fraud, no deceit, no duress, no overreaching, and no other. And then so like, you know, how lawyers are, and they say, well, and no other ulterior form of constraint and coercion. And we don't even need to read the rest of the code. It's all there in the first paragraph.
And see, all they had to do was lie to America and tell them, because America is all about, and this is the Hegelian dialect that Ian Trottier was talking about on our last segment. You know, I've talked about Hegelian dialectic before. It's like you create problems with an intended solution, and you want population reduction, and all you got to do is come up with what Gates said. Hey, let's just give them a little jab. We can cut at least 10 to 15% with vaccines alone. I mean, that man needs to be brought up on Nuremberg charges just because he opened his mouth and because he's been funding all of this garbage lies.
He's the absolute bankroller of all this. I have a colleague that did some research, and before the Gates Foundation took these pages off their website, she added up over $100 million in grant money over the last 10 years given to NPR, Los Angeles Times, The Guardian in England, Le Monde in France. In other words, he has been buying off the – and these are no strings attached grants. It's just like, hey, here's $5 million. Have fun. So he's been buying the media off systematically for the last 10 years, and he certainly used the media to coerce us, to use deceit, to use duress. I mean, if I tell you you're going to die falsely, or if I tell you you're going to kill grandma, that's kind of duress. He's absolutely culpable.
Well, and not only that, I mean, if you look at Nuremberg Code number 2, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results for the good of society. Now, you look at the way these twisted people that are part of the medical tyranny society and part of the government, part of Big Pharma, there's nothing fruitful about any of this except for their own pocketbook. It's all about the money for them.
I mean, they're the ones that came out on top, and everybody else came out on the bottom.
So that's a violation right there.
Yeah, and then things like, for instance, the idea of, you know, there's so much, it's so easy to forget, but the idea of quarantining healthy people has never occurred in the entire history of humanity. It doesn't even make sense. So that, in fact, was a medical experiment because it had never been done before. So the idea was, well, what happens if you force the entire human population to stay home? What would happen? Well, we found out what happens. Suicide, drug overdose, death by alcohol, child abuse, psychological problems, bankruptcies. We know what happens now. That was an experiment, and it was done with deceit, fraud, and duress.
And the media was part of it, which means they're all in on it, which means since they bought that narrative and they brought it to the American people and continued to portray it, they are co-conspirators and accessories to the crimes.
I would say, I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine the news media being any more despised than it already is, but I guess there's more room for them to fall because
I would love to see all the people at Communist News Network and MSDNC strung up. I really would. I mean, you look at the fact that number four code, the experiment should be conducted, so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there's a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur, except perhaps in those experiments where the experimental physicians also serve as subjects. It never happened. They had all sorts of trials, and the trials they had, they covered up the results. People died. People were maimed. People were injured. And they let it go anyway, because we all wanted a savior. We were convinced, I got the savior. See, this is the thing about Trump. When Trump came in and says, I pat myself on the back because Operation Warp Speed, what does that make you, sir? Does that make you a conspirator? Or were you lied to? Well, see, now I said that they lied to Trump, and Birx admitted it. She admitted they lied to Trump. So Trump's big problem was his ego getting in the way of being a problem solver. And he let these people run all over him, and they were all part of deep state. All of, I mean, seriously, everything you're saying here and what I'm reading in the code, because I have a copy of it sitting in front of me, folks, you need to get this. What Ken has out there, you need to go get it. And you need to read it, and you need to start demanding of your conservative politicians, they better damn well get off the stick and start doing something and making plans to hold trials and get Tedros in there while you're at it. Drag his butt in front of the tribunal.
Yeah, that would be a good thing for the future of humanity. Because of the terrible thing is when these things aren't challenged and we don't push back hard, well, then they think, well, we can try it again next year or you know, next week.
Oh, they're already doing it with monkeypox now.
Oh my God! Well, now we have one person who supposedly has smallpox in the region where I live. So now there's a smallpox hysteria, and no one ever points out to these people one of the ways you get smallpox is from the smallpox vaccine or from somebody who's recently received the vaccine and is shedding. So there's all kinds of ways to get smallpox, and some of them include the vaccine itself, which everybody knew before all this COVID stuff. They knew that vaccines can also spread disease sometimes.
Well, it breaks down the immune system, and even Dr. Malone, who invented mRNA technology, admitted it and said, look, it's shutting everybody's immune system down. And now we have researchers out just this last few days, Ken, they're now admitting it's a bioweapon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, if they're admitting it's a bioweapon, that means if we are putting on our right-minded thinking cap, like I have, forever and a day, you are going to be taking preventatives to stop it from being spread again and again and again and keep your immune system up. And this is one of the reasons, folks, why we're having this sale, end of summer sale, and you need to stock up because you will need to get your body in tip-top shape and keep your immune system boosted, not with the jab. When I say boosted, it doesn't mean go out and get the jab, because Elizabeth Vliet mentioned yesterday on our show, who's a doctor in Phoenix treating people that have gotten the jab with all sorts of different injuries, all sorts of health problems moving forward. They got the jab, and all of a sudden now their immune system is shot. The things that they're dying from, and she hasn't lost anybody yet. She's still treating them, but people who are in remission all of a sudden are in stage four in cancer.
Yeah.
So when we're hearing things and seeing things like this, it's like, wait a minute. These people got the jab and got boosted And all of a sudden now they're coming complaining. I just can't understand what's going on. And she's telling me everything I've already known. These people are in denial that the jab is the result of their problem. It's what started it. You know, they're in denial. They still can't. The cognitive dissonance is so thick in their brains, they can't even figure out what caused their problem in the first place. All they know is, well, maybe I shouldn't have gotten the shot.
Yeah. I mean, it's really tragic. It's really
and
tragic.
And see, and we've been so programmed to have the government be our savior. We've forgotten about God. And now it's, hey, Rocky, why don't you pull the rabbit out of my hat? That trick never works. Nothing up my sleeve. Hey, look, Rocky, I got a jab.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. But remember, in addition to people that fell for it, there were a lot of people that were put in really bad situations. It's like, get this jab or lose your job.
Yeah, there's the pressure. There's the duress.
I mean, how much more duress or coercion do you need to put? I mean, put a gun to their head, I guess, would be worse. But tell somebody they're going to lose their job if they don't do something. Terrible. Really, just really terrible. Really
well,
terrible.
See, here's the thing. The courts so far have stepped in and saved a number of us, we the people, from having it mandated, but there's still people out there, including a lot of our military, that have been mandated to get the jab. They're literally decimating our military, and they knew what they were doing. Literally, if you look at the patents that have been published at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they are injecting mRNA genetic therapy technology into their systems, which are going to be there for the rest of their lives. And the people that Elizabeth Valeed is treating right now are afflicted with this stuff. And everything all you have to do, folks, is read the Nuremberg Code and understand the 10 tenets of the Nuremberg Code, and you will understand why Ken McCarthy had to come out and put this thing into fruition.
And by the way, it's not an all-day read. You can literally probably read the code, I'm going to guess, 5 minutes and you're
done.
That's
exactly what, you know, I was reading it while we were talking.
Yeah. And then I have an essay at the beginning that kind of puts the whole thing in context. But and then there's additional reading that people can do. Because this issue of medical experimentation on human beings is not limited to the Nazis during World War II. It happened in this country. It continues to happen in this country. And now we've all been put through it, or they tried to put all of us through it, with this what I call the COVID con.
Sure. Now, the thing is, you have to understand, as far as the Nuremberg Code 75th Anniversary Commemoration Edition, there is a Kindle edition for 99 cents and a paperback edition for $3.95. And, of course, I'm looking at Amazon. It says one new from $3.95. The thing is that, you know, to obtain this is like almost not worth the time and trouble to publish the book. I mean, seriously, at $3.95 for a paperback of this, it's a very skinny paperback. It's like, okay, you know, you get it in PDF, you get it in, I mean, we're going to have the links available on the email blast. So those of you that want to get the code, you need to go to Amazon and buy it on Kindle for 99 cents. Like I said, you know, this is a totally cool thing you need to visit, because you'll be incensed when you do all the comparatives on the narratives that they hit us with the last 2.5 years from March 17, 2020 on, when we were all trapped in our houses being subjected to all these lies and being told we had to wash our feet before we came in the house and wash our shoes and wash our steering wheels and wash our vehicles and wash our groceries. You remember all the garbage that they hit us with, Ken?
I do.
And I mean, we fell for that for a while, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, wait a minute. People around us aren't getting that sick. What is this thing with masks? People that wear masks, you know what we call them when they wear masks when they're in their vehicles? We call them COVIDiots. Because they're going to end up having hypoxia behind the wheel, and then they're going to have a COVAccident.
It's happened.
Oh, yeah. And people are just, you know, I still see people driving with masks on, and I'm like, what in the hell are you doing?
One thing that helped me really early on to see through this, I have a friend who's a painter, not a fine arts painter, but like a, you know, a painter, professional
painter. Commercial spray painter, yeah.
Yeah, and he was a union member, and Now he's a restaurant owner. But he said, Ken, when I was a painter in the union, I wasn't allowed to wear a mask on a job until I'd been to a doctor, been checked up, and gotten a clean bill of health, because it's not safe to be in a mask all day unless you're healthy. That, so I heard that way back in March, and I thought, wow, they're really lying to us, because there's a whole world of industrial hygiene that has been around for decades and decades and decades, and they've dealt with this issue of masks, because they have, you know, there are certain professions where when you're on in the factory or whatever, you do need to wear a mask because of the toxins or whatever, and they know exactly how dangerous masks are. You can't wear them all day. They have to be changed frequently. You need to have access to fresh air, and that was all just somehow thrown out the windows if it didn't exist. So
the, well, the, they're, yeah, they're trying it again, aren't they? They're going to try it again.
Oh yeah. Well, I live.
Yeah, they want to see how many people capitulate. I know this is what it's all about: control.
Yeah. Yeah, they are the definition of control freaks.
Yeah. Any closing remarks? We're just about out of time here for this segment, Ken McCarthy.
Well, you said something really important about, you know, we all are responsible to take care of our own immune systems. So that means, you know, good food, which I would get from the produce section and not out of a box or a can. Learn how to cook if you don't know how, or learn how to at least make a salad. You know, that'll be a big help right there. Get outside every day. Get fresh air. Supplements. All these things really help.
That's right. That's why we had the end of summer sale at the Power Hour. Power Mall. That's right. The Power Hour, the Power Mall. We're all interconnected because this is how we survive, folks. And the end of summer sale is going on. Get there and take advantage of it. Dave Krieger with you. Hope you've enjoyed our segments today. Ken McCarthy, thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back again, obviously, in the future. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.